Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. The Nagaland government has constituted a standing high-powered committee, HPC governing body, for the Hornbill Festival to provide overall policy direction, strategic oversight and interdepartmental coordination. The HPC will be chaired by Chief Minister Nipurio and comprise 15 members, including both Deputy Chief Ministers and the Tourism Minister. The committee will be responsible for providing strategic vision and policy guidance, ensuring interdepartmental convergence, approving major strategic initiatives, partnerships and frameworks, monitoring progress against defined outcomes, allotment of sites, monitoring rates for materials sold and events, and taking all key policy decisions related to the festival. A convener and festival director for the Hornbill Festival will be appointed from among the members of the HPC. In addition, the HPC will oversee corporate social responsibility, CSR, contributions and sponsorships received for the Hornbill Festival. Any proposal to hold events promoting music, culture or related activities at the Naga Heritage Village Kisama outside the Hornbill Festival period will also require approval of the HPC. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday conferred the 70th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Puraskar 2025 on 100 railway officials and presented 26 shields to best performing railway zones in New Delhi. The prestigious awards were given in recognition of exemplary service and outstanding contributions to Indian Railways. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given special focus to the railways and carried out several reforms in a focused manner.
As you know, the Maniya Pradhan Mantri Ji has given a lot of attention to the railway in a focused way. There are many reforms that have been done today, which are the बड़े चैलेंजेस को मीट कर पा रही है बड़े चैलेंजेस को फेस कर पा रही है
अति विशिष्ट रेल सेवा पुरस्कार इज अमंग द हाईएस्ट ऑनर्स इन इंडियन रेलवेज सेलिब्रेटिंग डेडिकेशन इनोवेशन एंड एक्सीलेंस इन सर्विस अक्रॉस द ऑर्गेनाइजेशन Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Kameng Hydroelectric Project in Arunachal Pradesh. A report.
600 megawatt Kameng Hydroelectric Project is a large run of the river hydropower project located in the West Kameng district of Arunachal Pradesh. It was implemented by Northeastern Electric Power Corporation Limited under the oversight of the Ministry of Power. It was conceived as a four-unit scheme of 150 megawatt each and envisaged as a key component of the hydropower development strategy for the Northeastern region. The Kameng Hydroelectric Project emerged as a critical case requiring close inter-ministerial coordination and high-level monitoring due to long gestation period and multiplicity of statutory and environmental clearances. The project was reviewed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi under Pragati on 24 June 2015. The Prime Minister emphasized the need for expeditious completion of the project and directed the Power Ministry to ensure completion at the earliest. The project was implemented at a cost of over 8,458 crore rupees and achieved 100% physical progress with commissioning completed on 10th February 2021. The Kameng project made Arunachal Pradesh a power surplus state, enabling it to supply surplus electricity to the regional and national grid. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the budget session of Parliament will commence from 28th of January and will continue till 2nd of April 2026. In a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the first phase of the budget session will conclude on 13th of February. He said the Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on 9th of March. Mr. Rijiju said that it is a vital step towards meaningful debate and people-centric governance. The minister informed that on the recommendation of the central government, President Draupadi Murmu has approved the summoning of both the Houses of Parliament for the budget session 2026. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.